Through scientific discoveries and technology, man has shown his superiority over other living creatures in nature. His harsh decisions have caused lasting harm to himself and the environment. Science enabled man to become cultured, but he exploited and ignored nature in the process. Hello, people of the earth, and welcome back to Pointless in Science. I hope all of you are doing well. Today, as you have already read the title, we shall discuss the end of the three-part series, Impacts of Science. The first episode on advantages and second on negatives are already out. Kindly go through them before if you haven't yet. Moving on. Science has given the world a whole new outlook. Every phase of life has drastically changed. As a result of science, man has gained confidence. This is the first and the most essential benefit of science. The man of the past lived in peace, whereas today's man is the genuine master of the universe. Science is the sole reason he is in such a position. With new power created through genetic engineering, be used for the benefit of mankind and the earth as a whole. It is vital to apply science with caution in order to have a positive influence. It is vital to keep an eye on your next move. But be sure you have a long-term vision that will lead you in the proper direction before you do it. It is past time for us to use science wisely and with conscience. Live and let live should be the new life motto. A distinction must be drawn between science and technology. Science is the pursuit of knowledge about the world we live in. Its purpose to obtain a deeper knowledge of how nature operates and to discover the remarkable order and intelligence that exists. Technology is a byproduct of science, but science is a search for the truth about nature itself. History shows that man has predominantly used and continues to use technology for destruction rather than construction, putting our world and lives in risk like they have never been before. The necessity of the hour is for a greater understanding of life and ourselves. Science and technology aren't terrible in and of themselves. They are the outcome of the collaboration of brilliant brains. They have the potential to be considered information. We are the cause of the issue. We can put scientific knowledge to good use for the general public's benefit. However, the same knowledge is being misused for nefarious purposes, culminating in a disastrous conclusion for society. Scientific data is supposed to have no intrinsic value, and mankind must discover the scientific spirit, because the spirit always takes precedence over technique, knowledge, or procedure in any endeavor. Science without conscience is the death of the soul.